FM 103.2, and I'm your host for today, Peter Lewis. Our guests this week are returning from last week, James Kennedy and Daryl O'Dea, and we'll find out how they got on with their goose merge. The show is sponsored by ICS Skills, who bring you Equal Skills, the fun and exciting way for complete beginners to learn all about using computers and the internet, for young and old alike. As we are learning, the internet is part of our lives, with over 60% of the population connected. Do you know that the internet is the greatest monetary equalizer? You don't have to be an old tech-savvy computer geek SEO specialist, first world straight A's genius, just to be rich online. As long as you have a reliable computer internet connection and a brilliant idea, with the follow-through, even young kids can retire young and rich, and many have already. As always, this show is about you. We want your participation so we can be sure to cover the issues you want to know about. So please call us live on 01-865-8020 or email us on internetwithoutfear@dublincityfm.ie. Now, I have to do a bit of a plug here because there's a very, very large event for people who want to hear from some very, very successful internet entrepreneurs. We were doing a little calculation. I think it's somewhere around about 200 or 300 million is what these guys have made, and the event is on in Dublin on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and I'm going to get Daryl to speak a little bit more about that in the show. More than 200 people worldwide can access the internet, so there's huge potential if you want to sell online, and you need to be smart enough and pick up your share of this incredible audience because it can make you money. In the old days, you could buy or sell cassette tapes and videotapes. Now you can create a whole line of information products on your own, sitting at home with ebooks, audios, videos, online seminars, workshops, software, teleseminars, and everything else that your potential niche customers demand. Did you know it's possible to write and promote an ebook in as little as 24 hours? And the required investment can be less than 25 euros. And again, that will cover the topics we're talking about today. Now, you mightn't believe all this is true, but there are hundreds of success stories of people who've achieved it, and the number of internet millionaires listed on the Internet Millionaires page is 88. Which means there are probably very many more. So, if you're interested in finding out something from our experts, please join us or call us live on 01-865-8020 or email us on Internet Without Fear. So, without any further ado, I have James Kennedy and Daryl O'Dea in the studio with me. James, tell me how the lads got on.
Well, Peter, it was an exciting week. Last Wednesday, when I was talking to you, the guys had already decided that they were putting together a website called TheRecessionaryTimes.com. And the idea was basically that we had a group of people who had a range of backgrounds, from everything from mussel farmers to business coaches to authors, all sorts, so to techies. So we basically decided that if we came up with a way of saving or making €1,000, basically how we've made €1,000 or saved €1,000, and put it together in an ebook, that would be something of value, and we could sell that online in the form of an ebook. So an ebook is just a book that you download as opposed to one you have in physical form and paper form. And ebooks are very well suited for the sprints, because the sprints are, the challenge really is to create some sort of cash flow in 40 hours of effort, in generally speaking, in a team of three or four. So by last Wednesday, the first articles had already started coming in. And we actually, partly on the back of this show, actually, we had a lot of interest in people who were interested in sort of also selling their own or other products as well. So there were a couple of, by Friday, it was looking a bit tight because not everyone had sent in what they had planned on. So it was a little bit of drama involved in getting everyone back on course. But we had actually more than enough content by the time we met again on Saturday morning.
So Saturday morning, now Daryl is one of these four entrepreneurs, contestants, call it what you will. Daryl, what happened Saturday morning?
Well, we got in, I think we all arrived more or less on time for once. And we sat down, and we had, as James said, we had got most of the content, and we had enough to, we'd bought the site, therecessionarytimes.com already, Bob had gone ahead and done that, and created a format online, so we were online ready to rock and roll. So then we took the data and the information and the ebook that we'd created. Very simply, we created an introduction sheet page on the website, and then we downloaded the ebook that we'd created that morning, actually, wasn't it, James?
Mm-hmm.
From there, then we set about setting out a marketing plan. I think we'd preliminarily discussed it before, but we set down a plan to get it out to market based upon the fact that we knew that collectively, between the group, we had 25,000 contacts.
Okay.
So, James, do you want to go from there?
Yeah, well, we've developed a simple formula, if you like, for developing a marketing plan. Now, Peter, you're the marketing expert, but what we do in this case is that we basically, it was a technique I came across years ago for generating sales leads. And the idea was you sit down with a blank sheet of paper, and your task is to try and come up with 30 or so ideas for how you could possibly sell the product. And you sit down with a blank sheet of paper and you start coming up with different techniques for
brainstorming
effectively. So the first 10 are grand, the next 5 are getting a little bit trickier, and the last 20, well, they're a pain, to be honest. But you'll often find that by the time you get down to 30, there's some really good stuff in there. So we did a kind of a miniature version of that, and I've actually detailed how you do that out on my blog on jameskennedy.ie. And we decided, where would our best hits from? Now, we had originally developed the product based on who we knew as opposed to what the product was going to be. So the theory behind it is that, you know, if your product is all very good, unless you have someone to sell it to, it's worthless. So we had originally kind of done a contact audit and come up with about 25,000 people that we could get in touch with directly by email. And you'd be surprised how many email contacts you do have, even if you're not in, you know, if you're in business, certainly you'll have a couple of thousand. Even personal email lists can be reasonably large if you think about all the groups you're involved with, social clubs and all the rest. So we knew for a start that email was going to be a big part of this. So one of the team was assigned effectively writing a sales letter that would go into that email, basically outlining the benefits of why you'd want to go and why you should buy our ebook and why you should read on the site. So that one person wrote up the sales copy, and then they distributed it to everyone else. And then we started to send that out. Now, the best thing about selling online is that there's great measurability in terms of you can really get great feedback on how interested people are in your products. So we initially sent it out to a list of 5,000 people.
Can I just stop you there just for one moment, because I'm just nervous you might tell us the results.
Right.
I would like you to keep the results for another 15 minutes so we can keep them at the end of the show.
Okay.
It's a sort of trick us radio guys do to keep people listening.
I'll do my best to tease you, Peter.
Thank you very much.
So the other technique, obviously, we had picked, obviously we were on the radio here, so there was... that was down as one of our marketing techniques, and we would, you know, things very simply, you know, we can go back afterwards after the show and we can see how many hits there were at this particular time. That gives us a steer on how effective that was. And then we also came up, we did some brainstorming about how to do some Google AdWords advertising. Now, for people who don't know, Google AdWords is basically a way that you can promote your business by buying search terms. So if you go on to Google and you search for recession, you have a number of organic or free listings of websites that come up on the left side, and you'll see the ads on the other side, and you can buy those ad spaces. But the guys came up with an interesting strategy, because the popular words are always more expensive. So you could pay, you know, tens of euros, even hundreds of euros in some case, for certain specific keywords, you know, I don't know,
okay,
like diamonds and all. So they can be very expensive. So, but there is a kind of way to trick Google, which is to look at what's going on in the news and see, well, okay, we couldn't afford maybe to buy the keyword recession, because it's very popular at the moment. A lot of people are selling on that word. So we said, well, what is associated with recession at the moment? And there's things like the Waterford Crystal closure down in South Wexford in Waterford at the moment. So you're able to kind of buy those keywords, which are much cheaper because they're not so popular, but you can also get similar traffic. So it's a way of, if you like, fooling Google in that you can...
Can I just, in terms of that sort of word fooling, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you're actually fooling Google, because we actually had Ronan Harris from Google on, and what you're actually suggesting is one of the techniques that Ronan suggested. He said, rather than going for the very, very expensive words, go for words which are relevant to the plight or needs or desires of the people searching.
Yeah.
So you've actually done the right thing. And again, for any listeners out there, we have a podcast up. You can go either to Dublin City FM 103.2 to find that, or type in Internet Without Fear, Google, and it'll bring you to the podcast. And you can hear Ronan Fromm, who is the online sales director, describing exactly what James is talking about, because Google do want value both for their advertisers and their clients. Sorry, just for cutting across you.
So anyway, that's a kind of a way that you can just use your advantage. And it was a great advantage. The whole purpose of these events is you get people with different backgrounds, and you have some great ideas. So sometimes when you're sitting by yourself trying to come up with a product, it can be quite difficult. But like when as a group, because we were such a diverse group, we came up with some great ideas for kind of innovative ways, if you like, of coming up with ways of promoting the product. And then finally, the last strategy we decided upon was forums. So that was engaging on different forums relating to where people might be discussing topics to do with saving or making money. So people would be familiar with forums like boards.ie or even social networking sites where you can find people talking about various topics. You can just make contributions, add a comment, and oftentimes they'll allow you to have a link then back to your website where you're selling the product. So it's a kind of a targeted way of finding relevant people.
So you would have gone to boards like moneytalk.ie, askaboutmoney.ie, which again are relevant for people looking for cost saving.
Yeah, in fact, one of the articles we have on the website is all about the websites you can use to save and make money, and that's completely free for anyone who wants to go there.
And what's that for people?
Bob, one of the contestants or members of the group, he is involved in the internet already, and he uses the internet heavily, and he basically gave about 6 or 7 URLs where you can go and find out tips on how to save or make money. And there's always, you'll see all these information products, they always follow a similar pattern in that they'll always try and give you away something for free in order to attract attention, give away a bit of value, and then have something that people have the option to buy. So we publish 2 articles for free gratis for people to read and maybe save a bit of money that way. And hopefully they'll gain confidence in the fact that there'll be more good stuff in the book, and then they can go ahead and buy it.
So the website URL, is it Recessionary Times?
TheRecessionaryTimes.com.
TheRecessionaryTimes.com. So if you want to find where else to go, if you go to TheRecessionaryTimes.com, on that you will get the URLs to the other sites.
Spot on, yeah. That's good.
So you're adding value already by helping people find other ways of making money themselves.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Can we go back a bit of a recap for anyone who might have missed last week into the makeup of the team? Like, who are the team? We obviously have Daryl. Maybe Daryl could tell us a bit about your background, and maybe you could also tell us about your other team members.
I didn't know the other team members until I actually met them last week or the week before. About myself, I'm a financial coach by trade. I sit down with people and go through their finances and not advise them so much, but get them to a point where they can take control of their finances and work forward on a plan that we've constructed together. I got to know Bob. He's the web designer, and Bob was very proactive on the team. He went out, and within 24 hours or so, he had the site up and running. I know Liam. He's the muscle farmer, and he's a recruitment consultant as well, and I've worked with Liam on other bits and pieces. Who else was there? There was James. He was a solicitor.
Yeah, there was David, the solicitor.
There
was James, a designer, print designer. And then there was finally another guy, Jim Booth, a good friend of mine, who is a mortgage broker. As a mortgage broker, he's living in interesting times. I think he had an analogy which was he was like a snake with his head bit off. He was still wriggling but not dead yet. So he was very interested in finding other ways of finding some sort of income.
And nobody suggested that he'd bitten his own head off.
No, well, if you knew Jim, you wouldn't do that. I think he's some sort of All-Ireland boxer, so boxing champion. So I'll pass on the message, Peter, and let him know.
Okay, one of the things, I mean, obviously it's about making money on the internet, which is what you guys have set out to do. And again, we'll find out at the end of the show how well you did. There's this other event, Daryl, which you're connected with. Do you want to tell us a bit about that coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I'm quite loosely connected with it. It's an event called the Think and Get Rich Bootcamp. It's on in the D4 Hotel in Ballsbridge, commencing on Friday. And again, it's very similar to what James and myself are involved in, is working on ways to find out how you can make your living, make money on the internet. I think they've got about 12 speakers from around the world, China, America, the UK, and various other countries speaking. Respectively, they're experts at eBay, Google, sales and marketing, copywriting, website creation, and a whole plethora of other things. We also have a couple of Irish speakers as well, and experts on the internet as well. So it should be a brilliant show. It's run over 3 days, and I'm going there specifically myself to learn more about the internet. I just think that it's a phenomenal way forward. It's just the next industry, and it's probably the next thing that Ireland certainly should be focusing on because of the wealth of knowledge and skills that we have here. So I don't know if I can plug it anymore.
Well, no, but it's 3 days. I mean, mm-hmm. How much does it cost to hear from all of these great guys?
Over the 3 days, I think it's phenomenal value. It's €197 for the 3 days in total, and it's a full day on each day. 8 o'clock registration on the Friday morning, right up to 6-7 o'clock that night, and then again we're starting the next day 9 o'clock on the Saturday and Sunday. So it's a full day, full on.
One of the things we discussed previously in online marketing is the call to action. So mm-hmm. Where would people book this?
They could go through myself. If they go to www.financialcoaching.ie, they'll see the agenda up on my website. I'd prefer if they did that, obviously.
Tell me why, because that brings us to a very interesting topic around another way you can make money in the internet.
You'll have to be a bit more elaborate, Peter.
Affiliate marketing?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They also discuss affiliate marketing at the event, obviously, but I'm an affiliate of Think and Get Rich Bootcamp itself. So if you go through my website, I will get a commission off any sales that are done via my website as well, as is all the other affiliates that I have and am connected with.
So this is a model. I mean, maybe, James, you might tell us a little bit about affiliate marketing, how you can make money through affiliate marketing on the internet.
Yeah, well, one of the interesting things about the internet that, the Goose Sprints are focused on creating a product, but actually you don't need to create a product at all to make money online. And a lot of the most successful people don't actually have any product themselves at all. And you can quite successfully make money just by recommending products and services to other people. And there are a couple of people, If you think about groups of people who have an audience, they have an option, a potential to create these affiliate incomes. So bloggers, for example, who, let's say, for example, might review technology products would often have affiliate links then through to the actual products where you can buy them. And the commissions you can get, they vary a lot, but they can go from anywhere sort of to 50% to 5%. And there are actually websites out there where you can go and you can browse a load of other people's products, everything from slimming pills to, you know, motor cars to anything pretty much. And they have set up affiliate schemes for you just to start marketing straight away. The most popular of these would be one called ClickBank. And you can go to ClickBank and just literally find a product where you think you would be able to sell and then start promoting it. And that might be online on your own website, or it could be if you have access to a suitable email list, then you could start to promote it through an email list, or indeed even a radio station. So anytime you have a group of people and you have their attention, you can get commission on a product. And of course, the great thing about this is you don't really have the hassle of actually provisioning any value to anyone. You can just, someone else is going to give them the product, someone else is going to give them the ebook or give them the product, whatever it is. You don't have to worry about any of that. All you have to worry about is sort of doing the marketing side of things.
It's interesting hearing that, because a lot of people look at the internet as this new way of doing business, and there might be some people who'd be skeptical about the way of doing that. And yet we bring this back into what's the original bricks world, as in the way people buy stuff. When you go into a supermarket, they don't own the product. They've bought it in from somebody else and they're getting a commission on it for reselling it. If you go to a distributor, and the distributors were in the news from the Retail Association because, you know, this whole thing about parity with sterling, with the euro, and why are the retail distributors charging the retailers more in Ireland. So ClickBank in that world would be a distributor, is that correct?
Yeah, ClickBank make their money off making a slice of everything in between, so they're just like a marketplace, if you like, and they give you the facility to set up these programs. And in fact, if you have an existing product, it's a great way to find a sales and marketing team for free, effectively. So let's say, for example, in this case, there's a seminar this weekend, which I'm going along to, and all you have to do is you get the speakers together, get the program together, and then offer other people with great contact databases the opportunity to make money from that. So it's actually surprisingly hard to get your head around, because you often think, you know, when there's a can of beans, that must be, maybe the price is based on how much it costs to make the beans and pick them and all that, but it's not cost-based at all. You know, there's so many other things that go into that. Most of it, in most cases, would be down to sales and marketing. So the internet is just a way for pretty much anyone to get started with this without putting any capital down. It's pretty phenomenal, really, and it's really what makes it a great opportunity for people who are interested in generating a cash flow just themselves. So people who might previously have thought of other forms of investment, and I say you're going to be investing your time doing this sort of thing, you're going to be investing time and effort in getting it working. So I see it really as a new platform for investing your time to generate cash.
And yet, I suppose one of the things is, there's lots of people doing this. It's how to make your website appealing, as you said, to the audience you want to go to. Again, taking that back into the offline world, one of my clients who I advised, they sell cakes. Now, they don't go and find lots and lots of people to sell cakes to. They find supermarkets, because people already go into supermarkets, and there they buy the cakes. So, in other words, it's trying to match those two things. So, in effect, you're creating a supermarket, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the supermarkets are the people who... Well, the supermarkets have footfall, let's say, so, you know, certain amount of people walk by their shop, so they walk in, so they have pads. And online, it's the same way. Anyone who has a website that's trafficked, that means just has visitors on it, then they have an opportunity to sell people. You can just put an offer in front of people while they're there. So if you can match up why your visitors are coming to your website with an appropriate product, then oftentimes you can manage to get a few sales out of it. And it's really not the thing of fantasy, and I think that's one of the things that's going to be so good about this weekend, is that I find it personally a lot more motivating when you actually meet people who are making serious money doing this sort of thing. So it's all very well hearing about Americans off somewhere, you know, making millions doing some sort of internet thing, Google and all that. That's all very fantasy land. But when you actually meet them, you know, you notice they've only got two arms and two legs, and they don't, you know, if they can do it, why can't you? I think that's why one of the main reasons I'll be going along this weekend is actually, you know, you can look them in the eye, you can see, well, are you really making this much money, and you can get a feel for it, and then you can just go and do it.
Okay, so going back to the recessionarytimes.com, you've got your supermarket, you've stocked its shelves, how are you going to make the footfall happen? In addition, so what are the things that came from your brainstorming idea, the marketing, to get the footfall to happen?
Will I interject here?
Yep.
We've set out our plan that we know we have 25,000 contacts between the six of us. We've gone out already to 5,000 of those. So over a period of 4, 5, or 6 weeks, we will send out in the region of 5,000 emails, and then we'll refresh them again in about 4, 5, 6 weeks. We'll start going back again to remarket to the same people. Then we also have the Google AdWords, which James talked about. And again, we'll be going back in a week, or James will be examining this, and we'll be examining it the same. We'll look at what has worked to date. What have we got to date? What has worked with Google, how much traffic have we generated, and how many of those people have bought, and why have they bought. So that's all information that we can glean from the internet with the different tools that James has created. Then we also have the blogs, which James briefly touched on there, whereby I have an article on my website, financialcoaching.ie, and it tells about the dynamics of what happened in the process of the sprint, how we came together, why we came together, and what has happened to date. So in that, hopefully, we'll generate more interest through my website and my blog site. The other guys on the team will also do a blog for their website in terms of generating visitors to their website. And then we can put a link. We put links to our websites to the Recessionary Times website as well.
Okay, so yeah. The recessionarytimes.ie mm-hmm. will also have, this is what we did to make money. So in other words, there's two reasons to visit your website.
Absolutely.
One is to find ways to beat the recession.
Yep.
And here's another great reason to visit your website, is to find out what actually worked, how to do it, because I hope you're going to be honest and show the things that didn't work as well as the things that did work.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've gone 6 sprints at this stage, so we're starting to get a picture for a pattern, looking up a pattern for what seems to work and what doesn't. And it's the great thing about these things is that you can just invest 40 hours, you can do a couple of them if you like, and you really get a sense for what works and what doesn't work. And although it would be great to think that you can come up with a product, push it out there, and it immediately starts making shovel loads of cash for you, in practice, it doesn't happen that way. In practice, it's quite an analytical approach. Really, it's all about trying things, sending them out there, seeing what sort of response you have, having sort of measures in place to measure that response, and then trying to tweaking and improving and sort of tuning your offering until you get to a place where you are making the cash flow that you're looking for.
But one of the things which seems to be a vital ingredient here, so while people can go to the recessionarytimes.ie to get products and information about how they can make, if they actually want to go through this process, they still need to do a sprint because it's the mastermind, it's the team. Is that key?
Yeah, it's completely. I mean, that's where all the opportunity is. Is bringing together a diverse group of people, and that's where that's what makes it a lot more entertaining for me. Because the other thing is that this internet stuff can be all very remote behind a computer, but if you go to jameskennedy.ie, we're going to be having the next sprint on the 21st of February, and when you actually meet real people and deal with them, it's a lot more invigorating and interesting. I think, you know.
Okay, we're coming towards the end of the show already. Maybe now you can tell us how you did.
Well, there was, from the 5,000 emails that have gone out at the moment, we have a 5% response rate. Now, typically, you can get a response rate anywhere up to 90%, but in this case, we'd see it would be on the lower end of things. There have been 6 sprints to date. 4 of them have made, actually managed to make some money, and the Recessionary Times is yet to break into those ranks. So to date, there have been no cash flow from the product. But what we have done is we've sort of, we have a list of people now, 200 people or so that did click on and were interested. So we're able to go back and survey them now so that we can retune our offering and go out again to them.
Okay, so if you got 250 people in the first 5,000, you have 20,000 more to go. That's another 1,000. You're going to make money. Gentlemen, mm-hmm. Daryl,
thank you.
And James, thank you very much for coming into the audience. And thank you, the audience, to listening to this week's program with your presenter, Peter Lawless. The Internet Without Fear is brought to you by ICS Skills with their program, Equal Skills, where you can learn all about the Internet in a fun and exciting way, even if you're a complete beginner. Next week, I'm going to be joined by Kieran Delaney of meetingsbooker.com, and we will discuss how you can book a venue early and easily online. And of course, you can join in live. So until next Wednesday at 1:30, thanks for listening. And have a great week.